Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to Psalm 145. About 3 weeks ago, we began was going to be a short series related to the summertime, and I want to continue that tonight. We're going to look at the first seven verses of Psalm 145 as we consider the subject of don't waste the summer. Don't waste the summer. Verse number one of Psalm 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. Now notice that emphasis. When? Every day. Every day. What is summertime for most people? It's checking out from the normal. Checking out from doing that. I just don't want to do anything. Well, there's something that you should do every day. And that is, as it says here, to bless his holy name. To give him praise and adoration. Don't check out of that. If you do, then you will fail miserably to carry out the role that you should have. I will praise thy name forever and ever. In other words, not only on a daily basis, but this is going to be my theme for all eternity. It never comes to an end. And I mentioned last time, if you're bored with that, then you need to get right with the Lord. Because believers in Christ will never get bored of singing the praises of Jesus Christ. You will never get tired throughout eternity. You know, we live in a day and age where some people, if they don't have clowns dancing around, if they don't have something going every 5 seconds, they're bored. Oh, I'm bored. Well, you know what? Guess what? You better start changing your emphasis a little bit, because if you have to have clowns dancing around all the time, something's wrong. Because that's not life. Life has got a lot of day to day. Just wait till you get into your full-time job. Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. So you'll never run out of things to be thankful for. His greatness is unsearchable. You never can say, well, I really can't think of anything to thank the Lord for today. Well, stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on Him, and you'll never run out of things to be thankful for. Because the Lord is unsearchable. We're so shallow and we're so into ourselves these days that we don't appreciate the greatness of our God. Verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. That's what you have to talk about with your children. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Oh, there's so much to meditate on and to be thankful for and to share with your children. And if there's ever a thing that we see a lack of today in the church, is sharing things with our children about the greatness of God. We share everything in the world with them. Okay? We share what we buy at Walmart. We share what we buy at the clothing store. We share all kinds of things with them. But are we sharing the most important things? The greatness of our God. To talk about how wonderful He is all the time. That whenever God provides something for the family, you say, all right, boys and girls, we're going to stop and we're going to thank the Lord right now. Before you leave to go somewhere, all right, we're going to stop right now. We're going to have prayer and ask God to watch over us. And then when you get home, all right, we're going to stop and thank the Lord for the safety that He just gave us. Is that abnormal? Is that too much to ask that we stop and honor the Lord? Before you go on a trip, stop and pray together as a family. Lord, watch over us as we go on the road. There are a lot of nuts out there. All right? And we're not too great ourselves. And so, Lord, we need your help. It's serious business to go out on the highway. My great aunt, Will, was always cracking jokes when we were growing up. And she said, whenever she gets it, got in her car, she's long been with the Lord. But she said, whenever I got into my car, I always figured that I was driving down the road with somebody coming at me with a loaded gun. So I always thought that way when I was on the road. I was going to be extra careful because somebody could get me. He said, that's why I drive slow. And she did. She was not in any hurry. It'd take her sometimes 5 minutes to get out of her yard. You'd sit out there and watch her. She'd pull up there and she'd wait and wait and wait. She was making sure that the light was red down there at the other end of the thing before she pulled out into traffic. But you know what? She didn't have any accidents. And I don't think she had any accidents. But anyway, she had that mentality. And you know, we need to ask God. We need to call upon His name and then thank Him whenever He keeps us safe. We take so many things for granted. Now, I want to share with you three ways to show our children God's glory and God's purposes in creation. Number one, creation and God's purposes. Now, everything that God has created has a purpose. Do I hear an amen? It has a purpose. You know, you've heard a lot about this phrase, intelligent design. How many of you have heard of that phrase that's being used today? It's supposed to be an innocuous way of talking about God and creation. So without saying God and creation, we say intelligent design. I want you to know something. What God did is more than intelligent design. It's purposeful design. He has a perfect... Now, even though the curse of sin is upon the earth and upon the universe, God's universe has a beauty and a purpose. Did you see the Hubble pictures that they released this past weekend? They were showing the pictures. I just could not believe the marvel of the colors out in the universe and all the different solar systems. They showed all the different hues and colors and so forth that were reflected in the mirror of the Hubble Space Telescope and reflected back to Earth for us to see. And all I could say whenever I saw those pictures is how mighty our God is. All those solar systems that were kind of shielded and condensed into this one thing with all their beautiful colors and so forth. And those are all universes out there that we'll never see except for a color, a blip of light shining in a lens. That's all we'll ever see because we can't make it there. You'd die. If you got on a spaceship and you left, you'd be dead before you got there. It's so far away. God is vast. And He is powerful, and everything that He has done has a purpose. Now, not everything that man has done has a purpose. Do you realize that our atmosphere is loaded with space junk? They have a full-time team that all they do is track all of the space junk. There's so much up there. Some of them is the size of a bus floating around out there. And whenever they fire the shuttle off, they don't do that anymore. We don't have anything to fire off now, from what I understand. They haven't thought that part through. We have to go now. We have to ride the Russians. Whew. I want to tell you, you know what their air and space record is like? I mean, they have plane crashes all the time. I wouldn't trust it to go up there, but, you know, so far they haven't had too many. But as far as the spacecraft. But we have to ride with them up there. But the space atmosphere is loaded with space junk. Who put that there? It wasn't God. We put that there. And then they talked about the need that the reason that men have to have spacesuits is because there's particles passing through the atmosphere in space at thousands of miles. And they have to have protection for those men and women that go out there. And much of the stuff that's flying around is junk. They were videotaping showing a spacewalk recently where a glove, you see the glove go floating out of the bay and it goes out into outer space. Another piece of space junk to have to watch. A glove. Can you imagine being hit by a glove in outer space, traveling at thousands of miles an hour? It could kill. It could kill. And so that glove just floated right out and went out into outer space. Another thing to have to worry about. But God has a purpose for everything. God has a purpose for our sun. And He positioned the earth just at the right distance where we don't freeze to death and we don't burn up. Now, that's not an accident. That's purposeful. And in the dead of winter, we don't all freeze to death. Now, there's some cold spots on the earth that I wouldn't want to be. I don't necessarily want to be at the South Pole or the North Pole. And we had a pretty cold winter this past year. We were talking about the other day, we're all out here sweating, watching a softball game on Tuesday night. And I just had sweat pouring down my face. I was walking around talking to the coaches and so forth. And I said, do you realize that less than a month ago, it was cold? I was wearing a jacket out here at the ballpark. And now I'm just sweat pouring down, you know. But you know what? We can live. We're not being fried. If we were to live on Mercury, we'd all be dead. If we lived on Mars, we'd all be dead. We wouldn't be able to survive. But God put us here on Earth, and God has a purpose for everything. We need to show to our children that everything, every little creature, every big creature, creatures that we can't even understand, or why they're even here, God has a purpose for them. Sometimes the purpose is very simple. Food for something bigger. All right? God provided a whole array of animals that you and I can eat and enjoy. Hey, these environmental nuts that are out there today, that, well, we can't build that plant right there because there's a snail darter out there. And this little bitty snail darter, if we plant a plant there, they're all going to die. Well, you know what? I don't think that we ought to purposefully destroy things. But at the same time, I think there's probably something we can do to keep them alive somewhere and move them to another location if we need to. God didn't give the snail darter to men to worry about. God wants us to use the environment that He's provided to us and the resources and all the things that we have so that we can exist here upon this earth. We need to understand that God has a purpose. Everything that God has created has a purpose and a function in the earth, even though it has been spoiled to a certain degree by sin's curse. Psalm 19 and verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." God is not random. Do you realize that this world thinks that life is just the random? Just last night, a video went viral from a fundamental church up in Indiana. This youth pastor posted on there his rules for his youth group, and he thought he was being funny. He thought he was being, you know, something that kids would relate to. But it ended up going viral because what he did in the video, he said, first of all, we're going to show respect to the youth pastor. That was the first rule. And then they had the kids misbehaving behind him. And that was supposed to be funny. Then the next thing they had said, and you're going to talk respectful to the youth pastor. And then this girl comes by and he tells the girl, says, please, you need to move along. And she said no and made some kind of a smart comment. So he pulls out a plastic bat and starts hitting her with it, popping her with it, till she goes down on the ground. He keeps hitting her. And then the next scene shows her laying on the ground like she's dead. All right? And he's laughing about how he took care of that problem. He mocked everything that a church stands for in the video. It went viral because of that scene that he did with the bat, and so now they're making fun and mocking. They had to bring the head deacon of the church out and do a video posting on there and say, we apologize for all those that were offended by what our youth pastor did. When our senior pastor gets back, I'm sure that he's going to have mentoring sessions with all of us to make sure that we're more sensitive about the things that we post online. Let me just say something. Don't post anything online. What an idiotic thing to do. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was childish. It was foolish. They ought to fire him. That's what they ought to do. Mentoring is going to be too hard for this one. I don't think he'll be able to understand it after you see the foolishness and the idiotic behavior. Let me just say this, folks. We got to grow up. Our lives are not random. Are you listening, teenagers? Our whole culture today is about the random. Catching everything on the cell phone. Gotta catch it. I gotta videotape it. And then I gotta run over and post it. You fool. You're a fool if you do that. You're a fool. You're asking for trouble. All you have to do is see how it's played out over and over again. Just about every news cycle, some idiot posted something and it goes viral. And most of it is just nonsense, random, not thought out, not planned out. It's just doing something to get a quick laugh. Listen, God's not that way. Everything has a purpose. And you and I need to follow God's lead. Do I hear an amen? Follow God's lead. Don't let your life sink into the random. If you do, you're missing creation. There's nothing random about creation. Every comet that flies by in outer space, they can clock it and they know when it's going to come back. They know because it works on clockwork. God's not random. God's not random. If He were, then these benches would just fall all to pieces. God holds the molecules together that are in every seat that we sit in, and then this pulpit that's been here now for 30-something years. All right? God's not random. And you and I need to realize that your life and my life are not, it's not random. There's a purpose. And if you're not finding out what the purpose is, then you're wasting your time. And you're frittering it away and you'll never, ever get it back. And then you'll live regret for that. Listen, we need to be purposeful. God's creation operates according to a clock and it's orderly. Every season, right on time, just like it's supposed to. Because God's not random. And neither should we be. We need to be helped this summer by what we see in creation. Everything has a purpose. And you have a purpose. And if you're not accomplishing that purpose, then you're wasting God's time. And you're wasting your time. And you will not know God's blessing in your life. And you will fritter it away until you do something so stupid that you either put yourself in the hospital or you put yourself in a funeral home. Happens every day. Random. Just random foolishness. That put people in the hospital or in a funeral home. That's not God's plan for you. God wants you to be purposeful in everything that you do. Let's pray. Father, bless us now. Lord, help us not to waste this summer. Lord, there's a lot of fun to be had. And I'm not downing fun, but I also know that a lot of times people move into the world of the random and they get careless and foolish. And they go into the areas of acting stupid. And then the next thing you know, there's a serious thing that happens or problems arise or difficulties come. And then there are serious consequences. Your creation teaches us that everything is orderly, operates according to a clock. If it were not for thy staying hand, this world would be obliterated. Atomic explosions everywhere. Just the fact that you hold everything in your hand. By you all things consist. Lord, there's so much for us to learn from creation. Help us not to waste this summer, but help us to take to heart your design and your purpose in everything. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.